FNC's Carlson criticizes weak Republicans in time of crisis. Accuses GOP officials of feeding voters partisan junk food. By Jeff Poor on June 30, 2020. Tuesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his show with a monologue criticizing Republicans for being weak in this time of crisis, and with left-wing forces seizes on that opportunity. He cited his interview with Senator Mike Braun, RN, from a night earlier, and his push for so-called police reform in support of the Black Lives Matter movement as an example. However, he argued if the country were to be restored to normalcy and without an onslaught of radical policies from the Democratic Party, the Republican Party would have to rise to the occasion. If you want to be left alone to do your job and raise your family in this country, you will need a protector, he said. That protector must be the Republican Party. There are no other options. But it must be a very different kind of Republican Party. Carlson maintained it would be up to GOP voters to force the party's elected officials to respond accordingly, to which he said he believed that they would. He argued Republican voters should insist on three elements. First, Carlson said that Republicans should be told to work as hard as they can to make America fair again in the form of a colorblind meritocracy. Second, he insisted Republicans had to defend the First Amendment. Third, he said it was essential to remind Republican officials their party exists to serve the interests of ordinary people. The Fox News host went on to argue that instead of seeking to accomplish those goals, Republicans were feeding supporters a diet of partisan junk food. Instead of improving the lives of their voters, the party feeds them a steady diet of my mindless symbolic victories, partisan junk food designed to make them feel full even as they waste away, Carlson said. Who cares how many Benghazi hearings we have? We are supposed to care. Why should we? How did Peter Strzok's text messages become more important than saving American jobs from foreign nationals who are taking them? It is lunacy. We fall for it every time. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.